Imagine a workplace where you can take unlimited vacation, spend company money without approval, and make multi-million dollar decisions without permission. Sound like corporate fantasy? For Netflix's 12,000-plus employees, it's everyday reality. When Reed Hastings founded Netflix in 1997, he didn't set out to revolutionize corporate culture. But the journey from DVD-by-mail service to global streaming giant required something different, a radical approach to talent and freedom that defied conventional wisdom. While most companies add rules as they grow, Netflix systematically eliminated them, creating an environment of freedom and responsibility that powered its transformation into a $150-plus billion entertainment powerhouse. This wasn't just about perks. It was about building an innovation engine capable of outmaneuvering industry titans and surviving existential threats. The Netflix culture isn't for everyone. It demands exceptional performance and embraces uncomfortable candor. But its results speak volumes about what happens when you trust talented people to make meaningful decisions. At Netflix's core lies a counterintuitive insight. The best way to manage talented people is to not manage them at all. But this only works with extraordinary talent density. Netflix achieves this by hiring the best and paying top-of-market salaries regardless of role, sometimes compensating exceptional customer service representatives at executive levels. Managers apply keeper tests by asking, "If this person resigned, would I fight to keep them?" Those who don't pass receive generous severance. The goal isn't creating a cutthroat environment, but building a professional sports team where everyone elevates each other's performance. With exceptional talent in every position, bureaucracy becomes unnecessary. Policies designed to prevent average employees from making mistakes only hinder high performers. Talent density enables freedom because everyone has the judgment to use it wisely. During the 2008 financial crisis, while competitors implemented hiring freezes, Netflix laid off 13% of its workforce. Not lowest performers, but solid contributors who weren't stars. The smaller team accomplished more than before, proving that talent density trumps headcount. What happens when you gather brilliant people who fear speaking honestly? Nothing remarkable. That's why Netflix pairs talent density with radical candor, a commitment to direct, honest feedback at all levels. This doesn't come naturally. We're programmed to avoid confrontation and protect feelings. Netflix disrupts this tendency through rituals that normalize candor. Executives discuss mistakes openly. Teams conduct live 360s for face-to-face feedback. And Hastings regularly asks, "What could I be doing better?" Their feedback framework requires that feedback must aim to help, be actionable, and appreciated. When expanding globally, Netflix discovered candor varies across cultures. Too direct in Japan, where saving face matters, not direct enough in the Netherlands. They adapted their approach to cultural contexts rather than imposing American-style candor everywhere. The most powerful aspect of Netflix's candor culture is sunshining, publicly sharing mistakes. When executives lose millions on failed projects, they analyze them openly so everyone learns. This transforms failures into valuable learning opportunities, encouraging the risk-taking essential for innovation. With exceptional talent and open communication established, Netflix began systematically removing controls that typically govern corporate behavior. Their most famous example was eliminating vacation tracking in 2003. No forms, no approvals needed. Employees could take whatever time they needed, coordinating with their teams to ensure work coverage. The travel and expense policy was similarly transformed into five words: act in Netflix's best interest. While occasional problems occurred, Hastings maintains, the amount we gain from giving employees freedom is so much greater than the cost of a few bad judgment calls. This approach extends to strategic decisions too. Netflix shares sensitive information, financial data, board presentations, competitive strategies with all employees. During their IPO, Hastings shared detailed financial projections with hundreds of employees, despite legal warnings. Rather than restricting information, he educated employees about legal implications and trusted their judgment. The key insight? Freedom requires context. Leaders must ensure everyone understands the business environment, strategic priorities, and assumptions guiding decisions. With this context, employees can make independent decisions aligned with company goals without needing rules or approvals. Netflix's culture fosters innovation through the Netflix innovation cycle, balancing individual autonomy with collective wisdom. Employees first farm for dissent, actively seeking opposing viewpoints before making decisions. They then test ideas through small experiments, gathering data before full implementation. As the informed captain, they make final decisions without seeking consensus or permission. Finally, they sunshine the results, openly discussing outcomes and lessons regardless of success. The informed captain concept is crucial. Once an employee has gathered input and considered different perspectives, they're empowered to decide independently. This approach recognizes that while collective input is valuable, requiring consensus often leads to watered-down decisions. This decentralized approach enabled Netflix to move quickly through industry-transforming pivots from DVDs to streaming to original content production. When the opportunity to acquire House of Cards arose, the content team made a $100 million decision based on their understanding of subscriber preferences, while competitors were still debating in committee meetings. As Netflix expanded internationally, it faced the challenge of maintaining its cultural DNA while respecting diverse national contexts. The company's emphasis on radical candor encountered significant resistance in various markets. In Japan, employees were reluctant to provide direct feedback to superiors, finding it contradicted their value of saving face. In Singapore, directness often seemed aggressive, while in the Netherlands, Netflix's candor was considered almost too polite. Rather than forcing standardization, Netflix developed market-specific approaches. In Japan, they introduced structured feedback circles with guidelines on separating feedback from personal criticism. In Singapore, they created a hybrid approach with more one-on-one sessions. This experience led Netflix to add ADAPT as the fifth A to their feedback guidelines. What sounds helpful in one culture might sound aggressive in another, Hastings notes. The key is to maintain the principle of candor while adapting the delivery to the cultural context. The experience made Netflix more sophisticated in culture building, recognizing that effective corporate cultures must be both principled and adaptable while respecting local contexts. Netflix's approach isn't universally applicable. In contexts where safety is paramount, manufacturing, healthcare, aviation, traditional rules remain essential because mistakes can be catastrophic. Hastings compares the difference to symphony orchestras versus jazz ensembles. Symphonies follow detailed scores under a conductor's direction, while jazz musicians improvise within a framework, responding to each other in real time. Netflix is jazz, Hastings declares. We provide context and freedom, and we expect creativity and excellence in return. This model suits creative industries where innovation outweighs standardization, especially in rapidly evolving markets where quick pivots offer competitive advantage. This approach succeeds not simply by removing rules, but because of Netflix's foundation of talent density, radical candor, and context-rich environment. Without these elements, removing rules would create chaos, not creativity. The proof lies in Netflix's transformation from a DVD-by-mail service to a global entertainment powerhouse. In today's business landscape where adaptability determines survival, Netflix's no-rules rules may be the most important principles for developing high-performance cultures suited to the creative economy.